theradioantenna.com.
7 and time for
Battle of the Sexes, très bien.
Gee, that's not French, Bridget.
Sort of French.
That is so not French. Sitting on the line and ready to rock is Anthony. How are you doing, Anthony?
Not too bad, Richard.
So, how to Tim here is on your side.
Hey, Tim.
Oh, g'day, Ant boy. We are going to hook, I reckon, mate.
Karen?
Hi.
Karen, don't you worry about it, because Bridget Duclos stands in your corner rubbing your shoulders prior to the bell.
How you feeling, Karen?
Oh, great. And yourself?
Good luck. I'm good. I know we're going to win this
one. Flip the coin, Brad. Oh, flip the coin. Call the coin, Bridget. Call the coin.
Looks like heads.
Tails it is. Yes, well done.
Brad, you've turned on me.
Oh, yes. I won one. Finally. Okay, Karen.
Uh-huh.
Baywatch. Oh, sorry.
That's my question.
Oh, sorry. All right, Bridge. I'll read mine. Karen, does a water injector unit A, pump water through the engine, B, pump water into the cylinders, or C, pump water into the muffler?
A, B, or C, Karen?
The engine?
So pumps water through the engine, Tim.
No, it doesn't. That would in fact be your water pump.
Yes, it's
cylinders. Sorry.
Bad luck. It was a shocking
one up, yes.
Okay, Anthony. Baywatch star Pamela Anderson admires who of the following? It's a shockingly worded question, but don't let it put you off. A, Deborah Winger. B, Marilyn Monroe. Or C, Bev Francis.
I'd have to go B.
B, yeah. Marilyn Monroe with Pamela Anderson.
Oh, you would have thought, but no, it's actually Deborah Winger, the actor. She adores her.
See, the blonde hair suckered you in. All right, we are all locked up at nil.
Karen, name the dudes who host SBS's movie show.
ABC here?
Nothing.
Dudes?
Tough one.
Name those freewheeling crazies.
Just first names.
Nah. Full names. Any idea?
Just initials.
Steve?
Oh, so close.
Yeah, I think we'll just end it there.
Sorry.
Put you out of your misery.
David Stratton and Margaret Pomerantz.
Known as Twitchy to her mates. Hardly, hardly dudes, I would have said. Anyway, nil. Moving on.
Okay. Anthony, what is the name of rock star Courtney Love's band?
In Australia at the moment, we just mentioned them.
Widow of Kurt Cobain.
You know.
Most famous widow of the 90s, they're saying.
Yeah, Sid and Nancy of a generation.
It's actually where Kurt is now.
Exactly, yeah.
I haven't got an answer for you on that one.
Okay.
Hole.
Fantastic.
Bad luck there.
Check this out. With four questions done, we got four swings, no hits.
Okay, Karen. What is a Stanley steamer? Is it A, a wetsuit, B, a train, or C, a car?
Wetsuit.
Oh, I would have gone wetsuit too.
Oh, a steamer is a wetsuit, certainly.
Hard to drive down the shops in a wetsuit. It is, in fact, a car, a very old car.
Anthony,
Stanley.
The weight of entire blokedom rests on your scrawny little shoulders.
Oh, come on, Anthony.
It's all locked up at nil in one of the least exciting contests of our age. If you can get this, you will take it out. Let's go.
Okay, Anthony, which of the following adds a touch of frost to some of our eyeshadows? Is it A, pig's eyes, B, fish scales, or C, water lilies?
I'd say water lilies.
You'd say water lilies, wouldn't you? We'd all say that.
Yeah. What a shame.
Just
it's actually fish scales.
Yeah, mind you, if it's a pig's eyes, I might have started retching. Hey, Anthony, say yes for me.
Yes.
Okay, Karen, say yes for me.
Yes.
This is the tiebreaker. I need you to yes in loudly when you know the answer to this question. Who am I? From my first screen role in 1932 in Bill of Divorcement, I was a star. I have won four Oscars over a period of 50 years. My first for Morning Glory, my last for On Golden Pond. My on and off screen partnership with Spencer Tracy is well known.
Yes?
Karen.
Is it Jessica Lange?
No. What a terrific attempt.
Oh, not bad. That was a hard question.
Boy, you're wrong. No, it is, of course, Katharine Hepburn. You're wrong. Jim Strutton. Anthony, you brilliantly left the ones that could have caused you trouble.
TheRadioAntenna.com